Okay, we're after Simin Kuf Ayin. Divrei Musar Shehinag Adam Basuda. This is how to eat properly from a Musar standpoint.
Oh.
Okay. It's definitely lighter than Kuf Samaches. Okay. It's long, but hopefully we'll cover a lot in a short amount of time. Ein Mesichin Basuda. One is not supposed to speak during the meal. Even you're not supposed to speak even to Ventura while you are actually eating because it's dangerous. Because you can choke. But in between courses, when you're not eating, it's mutter. Continues the Mishavura. It's a mitzvah at the table, any table. If you don't say Torah at the table, it's like eating a zivchei meisim, a carbon of avodah zarah. You should learn something. The any yotzi mashim mavarach because of Muslim. Some people say, "I'm yotzi benching." No, you're not yotzi benching. You should say some Torah. Kolpanim yomar is a mizmor or some kapitel teilim. V'tov lomar achar because of yotzi mizmor Hashem roi lo echza because it's also the vetera. It's also a tefila on parnasa. Okay, back upstairs. Kuf ayin sif aleph. Amy sichem asuda. Don't talk during the meal. Shem yachtim karel leveshit. Last one, choke. We just started. Kuf ayin aleph, sif aleph. Don't talk while you're eating because a person can choke. Vafil mishin is atish. Even if one sneezes, basuda asulam alo asuta. You're not allowed to say gizonai. Labriut. You're not allowed to say that stuff. Okay, because it's dangerous. Person can choke. And the dish he brings down from the Rav Nemezel's Mishnah Berurah, B'shem Yishev Zalman, if someone's eating, like, you know, don't ask the guy a question while he's chewing, because then he's uncomfortable, he starts responding, and it's dangerous to talk with food in your mouth. Okay, that's part one. Part two of Sifal. They're sitting in a meal, one guy goes out to go to the bathroom. No tell yadu achas sheshishiv ba. He should wash the hand that he got dirty. He should wash in front of everybody. Why? They shouldn't be suspicious that maybe he did not wash his hands after using the bathroom. Okay, Mishmur brings down Sifkot and Gimel. We already learned Mishmur had some sort of compromise. If a person goes to the bathroom in the middle of a bread meal and they're coming back to eat bread, so even though it's hard to understand the chilik exactly, this is a big machlokas, a big discussion. Mishnah Berurah has a compromise. Depends what he's doing in the bathroom. If he's going to stand up at number one, so that he should wash his hands without a bracha. Number two, he should wash his hands with a bracha. Chazanish doesn't exactly understand why there should be such a chilek. Yeah. When you're coming back to eat bread.
We already discussed that.
So
you're in the middle of the meal?
Yeah, but you're going to eat more bread. Assuming you're going to eat more bread. So you have to wash again. The question is, do you have to make another bracha? We did this, man. We have to review.
Why to make a bracha?
Because you dirtied his hands. Well, that's the big machlokas, but whatever. According to the opinion, he has to make a bracha. He dirtied his hands, so he's got to wash again.
He dirtied his hands.
He went to the bathroom.
How's he going to the bathroom?
He dirtied his hands in the bathroom.
Spiritually?
No, physically. He touched...
He's using toilet paper,
right? I know, but he touched the dirty parts of his body. I don't know. Okay. Gotta get the tape. Okay, again. How you assume Masud Atamayam, a guy goes out to urinate, no to the other acha, shishiv shiba, the hand that he used to whatever, he should wash. I'm washing for everybody, shlo yak shadu, shlo notel, they should not suspect him of not washing his hands. I got a note. If he doesn't touch himself at all, like you're saying, he doesn't have to wash his hands. But if he went to the bathroom to make it all in, then for sure he has to wash his hands again, even if he didn't touch anything wrong. And then Mishmur says, if katan vavul inyan birkas on tishadayim, yesh miachvarim shikasu shilo levarach gam bazeh, ule el basim kuf samach dad rechon kiz asachai adam, de bazeh tzarech levarach. So some say not to make a bracha even in such a case. However, the Mishmur concluded, yes, to say a bracha if you went to the bathroom for number two. And there she brings down the Chazanish holds that if you make a bracha, you don't lose. And if you don't make a bracha, we don't protest. So, you know what that means? What should I do? Sounds like he should make a bracha. Bahani Mili Lishtot. That's talking about now where he's coming back to drink. And he's washing his hands because maybe he's going to come to eat. But if he's coming in to eat, then he can wash his hands even outside. Everyone knows that after going to the bathroom, it's one thing to touch a cup, you know, and drink. You're not touching the actual food, but to take a sandwich with the hands that went to the bathroom, no one's going to suspect him of not washing his hands, so he can do it even outside. The maid, the yadi, everyone knows that he's sensitive, everyone's sensitive. For sure he's going to wash his hands. If he went to talk to his friend and disappeared for an hour or so, no toshnei yadav kevin shesir daito. He has to wash his hands because he had a hesach hadas. The kevin tifli mishaburis of katan tas. Since he left, the kevin tifli shachas oshtayim for an hour or two, he siach daito misudasav linizra dishma yadav hein askanio. So we assume that he wasn't washing his hands. He wasn't being careful about his hands, and his hands touched dirty parts of his body. And so he should wash again. Okay, later on we'll see the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that he should have stayed on his name. How do you want to make sure that you don't have a hesach hadas? Hold a piece of bread. I'm finishing Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes. Kasev Berki Yosef Hashem Sefer Tzror HaChaim. When you take bread in your hand, you're talking to your friend, you don't need to wash when you come back. Because your hand, your brain is always on the bread, and it's reminding you not to dirty your hands. That which you need to wash your hands to drink. That's in the middle of a suuda. The chayshin and shariyacha, maybe you'll come to eat also. And anyway, you're in the middle of a meal, so maybe you'll eat more bread. But otherwise, you do not need to wash your hands in order to drink. What are we talking about? Halachic netila or regular netila? Okay, I don't know. Base. Shnayim amtinim zeh b'ka'ara. Two people sharing a bowl. Yeah, at the movies, eating popcorn. They're sharing a bowl. So when one person stops to eat, kishe'echa yimnesag yodamina ka'ara l'shtot chaver mavsik milecha ad shikimar shtia. I guess you shouldn't finish the bowl while your friend's taking a drink, so that you should wait and then till your friend's finished and then eat together. But three people sharing in a bowl, and a shnayim posuk kishe'echa. One guy takes a break for drink, you don't have to stop for him. Derech Eretz. All this is Derech Eretz. Okay, here the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sif Katan Yud Gimel gives us Gemara. B'shas k'suva samechei. Isha she'ein bai le'ima. A woman who's not with her husband. Ein la l'shtot yayin. She should not drink wine. U'kishi baderech b'achsanya. When she's out of town in a motel. Afilu bai le'ima. Even she's with her husband. Also, she also should not allowed to drink wine. And so to any other intoxicating beverages. But if she's a woman who drinks a little bit in front of her husband, so then muteres lishtot ma'at shlo b'fnei ba'al. And she'd also be allowed to drink a little bit, not in front of her husband. A little bit. Gimel. Mishayir peya b'kara ko'echa me'a ochavu ma'achal ha'shamash. So, So we said certain things you have to give the shamish right away. Other food, you don't have to give the shamish right away. You can give him later. So, when he's pouring from the pot into the serving bowl, he pours everything in. Then everyone takes on their plate, and then everyone leaves a little bit over at the end, and the waiter gets to eat everyone's leftovers. Nowadays, that wouldn't be considered derech eretz. Dalit. You should not look at someone while he's eating or at his plate because you will embarrass him. Hey, hanichnas labayis, when you come into someone's house, anything the balabayis tells you to do, you should do. What does that mean? It's not talking about eating and drinking. You don't want to eat. You ate a little bit. They're forcing you to eat more. Don't eat more. You're not mechuyev to listen to the balabayas. Today, as my kids were telling me in the name of one of the local rebbetzins on the block, your stomach is not a garbage can. Today, shelo yazik lo achila. You ate, you're full. You eat more. It's not good for you. So just because the balabayas is excited about his mitzvah or whatever, does not mean that you have to continue eating. And if you don't continue eating, if you don't listen to him, it's not a lack of respect for the Balabais. Now, footnote 18 in the Dershu, they bring in a wild story. The Vilna Gaon was once a guest somewhere. And they gave him food, and he threw up four times. But he kept eating because the Balabais told him to. Because of the Gemara. Until death. And they bring down that the Chazon Ish said he does not believe that story is true. But he says this obligation is until death. I don't know. But they bring down the Chazon Ish did not believe at all the story about the Vilna Gaon. Fine, right there. So what's it talking about? So Bir Alacha Dimas Nichlas Abayis. Right, that's famous. Anything Babai says, do except for leave. So what does that mean? So some say you shouldn't wait for the Babai to tell you to leave. You should know when it's time to leave. Leave before you get kicked out. Here, the Bir Alacha, he has a different shot. It's really strange. I don't know. I always thought it meant exactly what it says it doesn't mean. They even tell you to eat food, eat the food. Here says no. If they tell you to do the dishes, you should do the dishes. Look at the Bir Alacha says. Kol sheirut, any service. Sheyumar lo balabai, sheyaseh betoch beiso. Anything he tells you to do. Go do the laundry, go do the dishes, sweep the floor. Yaseh, you should listen. Chutz mitzei. Unless he tells you to leave. What does it mean to leave? Kolomar, miyomar lo sheyishayta mitzia lechutz abai, is going to shach lechuk. He tells you, I need you to run to the makolet and go pick up some milk. You don't have to listen. Because that's not covered that you have to leave the house to go into the market and pick up his milk for him.
What's this guy? He's visiting?
He's visiting. He's a guest. Right. No, he's not a boarder. He's just a visitor. I know. It's very strange. And the Kafachayim, they bring down, the Kafachayim says that even if he tells you to go outside to the store and pick up some milk, you should do that too. If it's not too degrading.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's hey. Vav. Siv vav. Lo ye adam kapdan. A person should not be a kapdan. Very makbid. Perish ka'asan or ragzan besudaso. That's a very small sif, but not the small sif in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so a person should not be very ka'asan, ragzan, kapdan at his table. Why not? Mishmur siv kata yudchas. Two reasons. No one's going to invite guests in. No one's going to give anything to the aniyah because they're afraid. They're going to get angry. Everyone's going to be afraid to eat. Maybe I'm upset eating too much of my food. So chill out at the table. Chill out. Zion. Lo yochal adam prusak beitza v'imachal reze gragran. You should not. We not know it like this nowadays. Although he brings down the Jewish, I think that it's, you shouldn't eat from, or here in here it says you should not take a bite out of a piece of bread that's more than a kibetza. And if you do, it looks like you're a gargaran. It looks like you're whatever, a chazer. And Mishra Yosef Kati Yutah says from the Beis Yosef, even to hold the piece of bread the size of a kibetza is not kedai, even if you're not eating it at one time. Oh, is that mean? Oh, that's what it means. I didn't have any meant. Sounds like he's saying don't take a huge bite at one time. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Mishnah Berurah is saying don't even hold it in your hand. And the issue says that nowadays, since it's normal to hold a falafel or a sandwich or a lafa, even it's okay. Even be mosachol, it's mekubal, it's okay.
To hold it but not take a bite.
I guess. Right. Ches. Lo yishte kosa bavas achas. Your wine you should not drink in one gulp. And if you do, it makes you look like a shikar. Shnayim, if you're drinking two gulps, that's called derech eretz. Shlosha, harezim gaser, that's gaivadik. Hagah, miu, kos katam, oh, not too sure about it's a very small cup, less than a revius, then you can drink it in one gulp. And if it's very big, then you can eat v'chein gadamah, b'shosha arba pa'amim, you can eat it, drink it in a few gulps. Okay, Tess. Well, I hope we'll finish it tomorrow. Lo yochal shum o batzal mirosho ela me'alav. You should not eat garlic or onions from the top. From like the leaves coming out of it. Because it doesn't look nice. But rather from the alim. I don't know. Inside. If you eat it, again, you eat something improperly, it makes you look like a chazer, like you're starving. In general, you should not eat like a ravatsan, person who's starving. This is very interesting, because I have to ask my old Rosh Kaila, who is now Baruch Nemza. He used to tell me that he learned Dafka, that's how you're supposed to eat. He was very into this, don't hold the sandwich, you know, that's more than a kibetza. So I said, so how are you supposed to eat a sandwich? So he would say, hold it in one hand, but you pick off a piece and you eat it with the other hand. Here, Dafka says not to do that. Lo yachaz machal b'yadu achas, v'yitlosh mimene b'yadu ashniya. I have to ask him about this. Why? Because again, it looks like rah, rah, rah. I think that's how we eat nowadays, actually. Okay. Sif yud, but we're not supposed to. We're supposed to eat healthy food to strengthen our bodies for Avodas Hashem. Yud, lo yishoch prusa, do not take a bite out of a piece of bread and put it on the table. V'yanichena ala shulchan. Why? Because no one wants to see your bit piece of bread. I don't know, that's what I do at the Shabbos table. I guess I shouldn't. I don't know how you're supposed to, what are you supposed to do? What's the other choice? I don't know. Right, you're not supposed to hold it in one hand and take off a piece. So what are you supposed to do with it? Put it on your plate, not on the table, maybe. I don't know. Yud Aleph. Lo yishadam shnei kosav atzachas tos tudasi v'rech b'chaz malat neshner ke gargaran. Don't drink, don't take two cups at one time. Looks like you're drinking them both at one time.
What, just in front of you, or in your hand?
Two cups. Two cups of wine.
Wine and juice.
Gibei, shnayim sheyoshvim al shulchan, two people sitting at the table, hagadol porshi yado tchila. The one who is greater gets to take the first piece of schnitzel. But if you take the first piece of schnitzel in front of the one who's greater than you, then you're a gargaran. It means you feed the balabayas, and sometimes some of my kids will serve the food, and then as they're walking away, they take like a piece of potato or string bean, and like, it doesn't look nice. Next time I know to call him a gargaran. Okay, good gimel. Hanichnas labayis lo yomar truly lechol ad shomrehim. You walk into someone's house. This is what my mother used to say. My wife says, "We go into someone's house. Don't say I'm hungry." So you go into someone's house. Don't say, "Give me to eat, please." Don't do that. Until they offer you food. A person shouldn't say, you know what, you had me for a meal, now I'm going to have you for a meal. Why? Because it makes it look like you had me for a meal, I owe you a meal, which has a financial value, and now I'm paying you back. And what's the problem? Looks like a loan. Maybe I'm going to give you more food than you gave me. And therefore, it's going to be ribbis. So it's not really ribbis, but it looks like ribbis. But you're allowed to say, you know, you eat by me. This week, next week, we'll eat by you. And then you're allowed to go eat by him an even larger seuda. What's the difference between the two cases? Taz doesn't like this either. Which Rishabura points out in Sifkat and Lame Beis. What is it? If you say, okay, I ate by you a few weeks ago, all right, I'm stuck, I owe you a meal, come to my house. And then if he ends up, even though he doesn't have a nice attitude, if he gives you more, then it can be ribbis. Over here, I'm saying, come eat by me. You're saying, nah, I don't want to eat by you. It's okay, I don't, you know. Times are hard to make a parnasa, you don't need to feed me. I said, you eat by me this week, I'll eat by you another week. I'm doing it just to get you more comfortable eating in my house. So that to show the Ramas is okay, the Taz does not like it. Yudalit. Lo yifros adam prusa agabe ka'ara, ava mekeneach ha-ka'ara ba-prusa. You should not cut a piece of bread on top of like a pot of soup, because maybe the bread will fall into the soup and get ruined. But you can clean off your plate with your challah as long as you're going to eat it afterwards. Right, bread is something that is, I don't know if it's holy, but it's something that you have to take care of. According to Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to throw bread, even though some have a minhag to do that. Shulchan Aruch says it's aser. You're not allowed to waste, you're not allowed to do things. You're allowed to throw an orange, an apple, you're allowed to throw things that are not going to get ruined by throwing them. But bread is the exception. Even if it's not going to get ruined, the Shulchan Aruch passes, you're not allowed to throw it at all. So what did I mean? To use the bread for something, unless you're not allowed to throw out pieces of bread, where are we going to get there? You're not allowed to throw a piece of bread, you should wrap them up in a plastic, put them in a bag, and dispose of them that way to treat bread properly. So he's saying you can use the bread to, like, you know, wipe up the gravy from your meatballs as long as you're going to eat it. Not just to, like, lick it and then throw out the bread. That's using the bread in a not appropriate fashion. Mishabir says, Sifkat and Lamed Dalet. Second, halfway down, kishayachdo basar, when you're cutting meat, yachdechen agabe ashulchan, cut it on a table, not on your hand. No agabe yad, because you might cut your hand. Shem yifko biyado, you'll hurt your hand. V'gam, and also, shem yetidam, you must, oh, maybe you'll hurt your hand a lot, maybe you'll hurt your hand little, and maybe you'll get blood on the food, and it's just dangerous. You be careful. We'll stop here.